Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is Dr. Justin Mallett. He's the Associate Provost at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. Dr. Mallett, first, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. And secondly, I want to go ahead and ask you about the Office of Diversity and Inclusion's plans, because from what I've been told, the office is looking to branch out into the community. Is this something new, or is this an initiative that's been in the works for a while?
It's more of an advancement of what's kind of already in place. We work with the community just a little bit. Like, for instance, our office goes into the Maryville R2 school district, and we do some various presentations and workshops on diversity and inclusion. And so we wanted to make that even more available for more of our community members at large, and even our business owners as well, because we know that our students go outside of the four walls of Northwest. And so it's really been a great collaborative effort between myself and the ministers in town, along with Superintendent Albright, as well as the chamber director and some business leaders, to be able to come up with an idea of some different things that we can offer to the community as it relates to issues of race.
So what kind of events is the office looking at?
Sure. So one event that we're looking at doing is having a book club. So right now on campus we have the Bearcat Diversity Book Club, and we're looking and carrying that out to our community so we can have open discussions about issues of race. And being able to unbox and unpack things that we read in books and whatnot, because that's one of the things you saw over the course of the summer. After things happened at a national level, a lot of people started reading more on various books, white fragility, white privilege, different things like that. We're also looking at doing various presentations and workshops on implicit bias, microaggressions, having a town hall discussion on what our students face, both our domestic underrepresented and marginalized students, as well as our international students. What are some of the things that they face living in the Maryville community and interacting with the Maryville community?
Are the events going to be monthly, biweekly? What's the setup like?
Right now we're in the process of trying to finalize that plan, but right now the plan is, for example, the book club would be something that meets once a month. The presentations would also be, this would be like a monthly thing. So the book club would meet once a month. The presentations would be once a month. Having the town hall discussion would be kind of like a one-time thing. And so we want to be able to have something where basically twice a month there would be opportunities for our community to learn about diversity and inclusion topics.
This next question is a little reflective, and so I want to kind of preface it by saying I think most people would agree in general that 2020 has been a tumultuous year. So from your own view, what kind of positive changes have you seen in the Maryville community and on the Northwest campus when it comes to diversity and inclusion?
Oh, sure. So I think that within the Maryville community, I think there has been a willingness to want to have the conversation and have the dialogue. I think there's a willingness to unbox some of the things that has probably hampered or been a negative view of the Maryville community for a while. Do I think that there's been substantial change? I can't say that, but I can say that the willingness to engage in the discussion has become a lot more open. The best example I can also give is, you know, with the Maryville School District, I was asked to join and help them with their strategic plan and incorporating equity and access within their strategic plan. And so those are, you know, you can start to see some things, but I think we have to take some of those take some of the things that people are wanting and put them into actionable items.
So my follow-up to that would be, what is it that you and others are going to be doing throughout this next year to keep the ball rolling?
Oh, sure. I think the main goal that I have is to provide the opportunities where people can come in the room and they can learn. I mean, if we're asking someone who's lived in Maryville or been here in the community for a long time to learn about these things on their own without any guidance, I think that's magical thinking. But for me, with the role that I have as the Associate Provost of Diversity and Inclusion, I should be working to provide opportunities within the Maryville community so they can learn about these topics. And then on top of that, I'm a black guy who lives in Maryville as well, and I have two kids that live in Maryville also, and they go to school, and they have to live and breathe and interact in this community. I want them to feel safe, and I want them to feel comfortable in this community. So if my job allows me to present educational opportunities for others to learn and they want to take a part in it, I have to at least present that opportunity. That's just something that I owe not only to myself as a person living here, but as a professional as well.
Okay, so not to leapfrog back to what we were talking about earlier in this conversation, but where can people keep track of the events and things that the Office of Diversity and Inclusion will be doing next year?
Sure. So the first place, if you want to keep track of the actions and the things that we're doing to address issues of race in the community, on our Northwest page, on our President's page, we do have a microsite that is set aside to address, that looks at all the actions that we're doing to address and enhance issues of race. So that's the first place where you can keep track of it. If you're looking for a list of events, we will hopefully here within the next week or so, we'll be putting out all of the events that we're going to be offering on campus for the spring semester. And for our community members, for the events that we already have listed, we will have a link where people in the community can sign up, and hopefully we'll be able to provide that pretty soon as well.
All right, Dr. Mallett, I think those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
No, I guess the biggest thing that I would like to add and put in conclusion is that the only way that we're going to move the dial on these topics is if we do it together. It's not going to be one person doing it. It's not just going to be the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. It's going to be a collective effort between the university, the city of Maryville, and other stakeholders in order to address and enhance issues of race and eliminate equity gaps. So this isn't something that's going to be solved overnight, but it's going to take a collective effort, and it's going to take a little bit of time, but I think we can do it.
All right, Dr. Mallett, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that's Dr. Justin Mallett. He's the Associate Provost at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. This has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner.